This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Fresh restrictions loom for millions of Europeans this weekend after the highest ever worldwide number of coronavirus infections in a single day. Across Europe, the average number of daily infections leapt 44% in a single week to over 121,000. In the U.S., coronavirus cases are on the rise in 44 states. AP's Mike Hanna.
Many of the biggest surges have occurred in the Midwest and Great Plains, where there has been a resistance to wearing masks and other precautions, and where the virus is considered only a big city problem. According to Johns Hopkins University, new cases in the U.S. have increased in the past 2 weeks from an average of about 40,000 a day to an average of more than 52,000 a day. Deaths are climbing in 30 states, but responses to the surge in the hardest hit states have varied from raising the risk level to doing nothing. I'm Mike Hempen.
The pharmaceutical company Pfizer says it could file for U.S. authorization of the COVID-19 vaccine it is developing with a German partner as early as late November. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins has the details.
Pfizer, which is developing the vaccine with German partner BioNTech, said that it may say if the vaccine is effective as soon as this month based on its 40,000-person clinical trial, but that it also needs safety data that will not be available until November. At the president's rush to a vaccine has also raised concerns that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, acting in haste, might not conduct an adequate review of a vaccine. U.S. health officials have sought to assuage those concerns out of fear that not enough Americans would take a vaccine early on. A vaccine is seen as key to controlling the spread of the virus.